just to give you some comfort.
Would they like to move to Dania Beach? We have a lot of flooding, too, so a million a month is a nice average, so go Oakland Park. Okay, bring it back if there are no other questions, comments?
I'm sorry.
Okay, bring it back to the council for action. May I have a motion?
Move approval.
Second.
We have a first and a second, right here, first. Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Hearing none, carries unanimously. Again, whoop, hands going up?
No, not the item.
His hand's going up, thank you, before everybody runs off.
I just will indulge in a minute, and this is, goes back to the POD, and I wanted, didn't want to bring it up during that time, because it really doesn't have to do necessarily with this. But it seems to me, and maybe I'm looking at it the wrong way, that when, oh, I'm sorry.
This, do I need to repeat what I just said?
No.
Okay. It seems to me that when we approve, or the concept of TOD is that it is a unit unto itself. And although I voted for this project, it seems to me that it's, we may set sort of a bad precedent in bifurcating it. It appears that what we've got in this case is a gated community, maybe, within a TOD and pushing everything to the north. Now, like I say, you know, it's a fairly small TOD, and maybe there'll be bigger ones. Have you got any thoughts on that, in sort of separating it out? This could be the southern part, for instance. I'm just using this as an example, something unto itself. It really doesn't, in some ways, doesn't even relate to the purpose of the TOD. I'm not, and I, like I say, I voted for it. I'm just using this as an example that if this continued on a larger scale, does it compromise the concept of the TOD?
Well, a couple of things I think that are important to talk about for transit-oriented development. One is they are smaller, more compact developments, such as this, you know, Sheridan Station that we were talking mm-hmm. about earlier, because it's served by a very high transit use, such as the Tri-Rail Station. So they are going to be the more compact areas. In the case of, because I do want to address the specific case of Sheridan Station, the plan has always been since 2007 to just have the residential development on the south that connects to the north side development. It's always been in place. The difference this time is this divorce, this property divorce that they were speaking of, where they just really had to separate it out legally, because mm-hmm. I believe they had responded to the initial RFP from FDOT, and they thought that they were going to be the developers of the commercial portion and the secondary residential portion of the property. So in this case, I don't really feel that there's a specific change in what it's always planned to be. And that was one of the reasons why, in the backup materials, we wanted to ask them about how the connection for the actual, when the commercial development arises on the north part of the property, how are the residents from the south part going to be able to access that, pedestrian paths and that sort of thing? Because that is really important, because you do want integrated development. So a lot of times when we're talking about mixed use overall in the land use plan, oftentimes it ends up being single use within the mixed use district. I feel, you know, my professionally, that we need to actually improve that in the plan as part of the overview of how mixed use development occurs, because we really are trying to develop these more you know, mixed use buildings and structures, bringing them towards the transit corridor for use. So I think that that's something we could strive for in the overview of the plan. Is actually, I think our mixed use categories are great, but I think that they could use, there's room for improvement to address these kind of single use things that we're seeing. So that's just my opinion.
Okay, meeting next month.
That's why I raised my hand.
Thank you.
Yes, the July meeting. So since you concluded all your business for the June meeting, there is no business for the July meeting. So if the board takes an action, there will be no July meeting. If so, I open that up to you.
I hold a motion, please. I'll entertain a motion to...
Second.
...the July meeting. First, second, all in favor?
Aye.
Anybody opposed? No. Good. Everybody happy, safe, and 4th of July, happy summer. Thank you.
Thank you, everyone.